Congressman. This is Scott Miller coming to you from the International Equine Network in Delray Beach, Florida. It's Thursday morning, and it's time to start talking about horses. And this is the best time of year for the horse industry, the thoroughbreds in particularly. And the reason I say that is that the season has pretty much defined who is who and who isn't. They're focused on getting to the Breeders' Cup. Every week we have Win and You're In races like the Sword Dancer coming to us from Saratoga this weekend. It'll be live here on International Equine Network. And speaking of live, we got racing from Saratoga today from our friends at NYRA. That'll be starting soon. I tell you, NYRA puts on a show and a half. They've got a show that's going on today. It's called Talking Horses. They tell you about who's running today, who's going to win, who's not going to win. They give you all the stuff that we need to know about Saratoga today. That's Talking Horses, and that's on our website. You can scroll down to Talking Horses, and it tells you anything and everything that you need to know. And then also this afternoon, we have live racing from Saratoga. All the races that they talk about on Talking Horses this morning, you'll be able to see this afternoon and see how correct they were, how much money they made. But all in all, it's a good time of year. And what I'm going to talk about today is the whole year as a whole. And what's interesting is we're kind of like ending up the racing year, but yet we're starting 2026 now. And we're starting to talk about, the Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont. We're talking about the Breeders' Cup next year. Talking about just about any and everything that goes on in the business. But it's real defined right now. And like I said, you've got all the Win and You're In races that are coming up every weekend just about. You win that race and you get into the Breeders' Cup. And that's the tough part about it. You've got to plan your racing out, where you go, how you do it. It's very, very difficult to do it, especially like for the Kentucky Derby. Already we've had a lot of two-year-old races at Saratoga and other tracks that are starting to let people know whether they have a good horse or whether they don't. And that's the tough part about it. This year, getting a hold of a two-year-old at Saratoga, getting him ready to run, means that you had to be getting this horse ready to go, back in April and May. And that's sometimes kind of taxing on a two-year-old. We've definitely had some good two-year-olds, that are out there that are running right now. And so you kind of get a good balance on it. You don't want to push your horse too much. You don't want to get behind in training, that type of thing. The next thing that we have coming up, and we're going to talk about the two-year-olds here for a little bit, is the point system that you need for the Kentucky Derby. The first one will be in September. It's the Iroquois Stakes. It's at Churchill Downs. And what a lot of guys and girls do here with their horses, they try to get them ready for that. And it's kind of nice to have your horse run in a stakes race, get points for the Derby at Churchill Downs in the Iroquois Stakes. And the tough part about that is very few horses that run in the Iroquois Stakes in September get to the Derby, because it's just a tough road to go to get them ready that early. Like a lot of these horses at Saratoga, these two-year-olds that are winning these two-year-old maiden races. Some of them are maiden claiming, but most of them are maidens. We're looking at a $100,000 race, which is very, enticing to get your horse ready for that. Then you have maiden claiming. A lot of times in a maiden claiming race, you find a little bit easier race, but they're good money. It's good money. Get your horse some experience, especially at Saratoga. So, it's a true litmus test of your horse, how good he is and where you think he might go with it. and all. So, you know, you're starting to look at things like that. But all in all, you know, going to the Derby is a very difficult road to go. You got so many options. Something like we talked about last year, there's so many things that are a factor. Weather is the biggest one. They do injuries, you know, comes up in there. Finding the right races. Are you going to catch one of these races that you think might be an easy race for you to, you know, run in, and you get in there and you get in there with a bunch of, you know, a bunch of bears, you know, that are just all really good, and you got to fight tooth and nail, you know, just to get on the board. And that's the tough part, because, you know, you don't want to really beat your horse up coming down the road to, you know, to the Derby. And a lot of times the Iroquois Stakes, like I said, it comes up kind of light. These horses are not really ready to go yet, you know. They're not at the top of the game, but nevertheless, they're a good horse, and, you know, they do belong there. And the other thing is that if you can get a nice, good race at Churchill, you know, prior to the Derby, that really helps. That really helps a lot. And same thing with the horses at any other track. If you can get a run over the track, you know, that's pretty good. And last year, a lot of the horses just seemed to stay wherever they went to, whether it's Hot Springs at Oaklawn, or, you know, New Orleans, and, you know, for the fairgrounds, or Gulfstream or Tampa, you know, that type of thing. That's a decision that has to be made by the owner and the trainer. You know, do you want to travel your horse a lot, take a lot out of him? Or do you want to just stay, you know, where you're at, and hopefully you can get enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby, you know, and hopefully the weather will be good, you know. So that's all very, very important. And then, you know, a lot of people think the end game is the Kentucky Derby. That's what you do when you're on this road. But really it's not. It's the Breeders' Cup. And you got to bring your two-year-olds and then your three-year-olds, when they turn three, you know, up in the right direction, in the right place. You know, it's going to be tough to do. And the reason I say the Breeders' Cup is the end game for everybody, especially, you know, when you're an owner, you want the breeding to of your horse to be, you know, excellent, you know, when you're on the track. The better the bred your horse is, the better, you know, chance you've got of making some good money, you know, with a horse and all. So that makes it tough. You got to prove it. You got to prove your horse can run 7 furlongs, a mile, mile and 16th, mile and a quarter, mile and a half. You know, that all goes to the breeding shed. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what goes on, you know, here coming up. With all the races that we have coming up. And I'll tell you, like prior to the Iroquois, I'll give you a good example. The Sword Dancer is a win and you're in. And let me tell you, it's a nice race. It's a lot of these horses that started out like Farbridge. He had a rough road to go, but he came out pretty good. He looks like he's going to be the favorite in you know, in this race. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what they do with that horse. But it was a horse that was put on the Breeders' Cup trail, you know, 2 years ago. And I think they might have something there. It was up and down, you know, for this horse to run. That's the Sword Dancer. It's August the 9th. It's at 5:40 p.m. from Saratoga Racetrack, and you can see it live here on International Equine Network. But again, like I said, it's all about the Breeders' Cup. Sure, the Derby's exciting, the Preakness, the Belmont, they're all exciting. The Florida Derby, the you know, Arkansas Derby, Louisiana Derby, Santa Anita Derby, those are all nice races. You know, and it says something if you got a horse that can win one of those races. And the reason I say that is because a lot of times you get the best horses at the time, keyword, at the time, running in those races. Now that doesn't mean that they're going to be, you know, good for the rest of the year or into the next year, but at the time. And that's the hardest thing about the thoroughbred business. The most important thing that you're doing is your everyday training, the way you get your horse there, the way you feed them. It's all about consistency. So you want to get your horses ready for an Arkansas Derby, a Louisiana Derby, the Wood Memorial, those different races like that. That all goes into telling you that you've got a nice horse and he's young and he started going through them steps to get to the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, and the Breeders' Cup. You know, that's an awful lot of things when you think about it, because some people stay focused, like, say, on the Derby or the Arkansas Derby or the Belmont or, you know, all those, and you give up a lot on the way to get to those races. A good example is this year. We've got a good quality of five horses that will be running this year. I mean, a good quality. And those horses at any given time and moment can step away from that road to the Derby, Preakness, or the Belmont. He could step away and take a different direction and think more about the breeding aspect of his career. What is he going to show the people, you know, when you go to say, okay, hey, breed to my stallion, you know, this would be good. And it's just so tough to do when you start thinking about all the different, you know, races you got leading up to, you know, to any one of these things. But the Breeders' Cup is the main race that you want to concentrate on. And I mean, it's going to be tough. So many different directions. I've seen stallions going to the breeding shed that might, you know, not have a real fantastic career, but he won the Belmont, or he won the Derby, or he won the Preakness. That type of thing. He's bred real well. You know, the road he took was kind of, you know, how should I say it? It was kind of suspect. Did he just get lucky and win the Preakness, you know, like some have, or the Belmont or the Derby? Let me tell you, a lot of Derby winners have not gone on to be good stallions. You know, that's the part of it. And that all comes back to what I say is, you know, you're beating your horse up to get him to the Derby. And, you know, once you get to the Derby, then you never see him again after that. Then a new shooter comes in, wins the Preakness, and same thing for the Belmont. You know, and then after you do that, you start looking at races like the Haskell. You know, that's another race that'll prove, you know, that you've got a good runner. You know, when you're sitting in there and trying to get a resume built up for a stallion. There's a lot of good races that you can go in, you know, and see in the 2 and 3 year old seasons. And the thing that that I look for in a horse is the fact that I'd like to see, a horse go on to be an older horse and see what he does against seasoned, you know, horses that are running now. You know, that's what older horses, 3, 4, 5 year olds, you know, that type of thing. That's what I like to see, you know, in a stallion. And so, sometimes you don't see that very much. You see them get burned up in their 2 and 3 year old year, and then the next thing you know, their 4 year old, they're out as a stallion. And, you know, what's going on? You know, what's going on with it? That's what I think. Is you got to be careful of. And you see a lot of good, well-bred stallions, you know, that kind of struggled through their career. They were real spotty, you know, here and there. They did good, you know, in the summertime. The fall came around, they were nowhere to be found. Then spring comes along, they're nowhere to be found. Then the summer comes along, and they're winning everything right and left. You know, Saratoga, Del Mar, you know, that type of thing. And that makes it tough. that makes it tough. And give me a good example, like we said about the Iroquois coming up, is the first step towards the Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, and the Haskell, and all the other three-year-old races. And then that's, you know, the next step to the Derby, or to the Breeders' Cup. And it's tough. So, for example, like we start out this year, we'll have the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and Breeders' Cup Day, and we have the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies on the turf. We have Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf and Sprint, Breeders' Cup Classic, Breeders' Cup Turf, Breeders' Cup Distaff, Breeders' Cup Mile, Breeders' Cup Sprint, Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf, Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, and Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. And these are all $1 million races plus. So, you know, that takes a lot into consideration from the, you know, when you're sitting here looking at where you take your horse to. And the thing that really gets me is, and I think this is the hardest part of being an owner, which I am an owner, is determining where you go with your horses. Where do you go with them? Are you planning a stallion career? You want a racing career? Do you want to race the horse and then sell it, like a lot of people do, you know, for a potential stallion? Or do you want to keep it and use it as a stallion? There's a lot of things that they can do, you know, and here. So, you know, I'm confused at this time of year because, you know, I'm trying to figure out who's doing what. You know, how many horses are going to run, like, say, in the Sword Dancer. You know, here on Saturday at Saratoga, where is their career going to? A lot of horses that go into the Sword Dancer, that's pretty much going to be the determining factor where their career goes on as a stallion or as a racehorse. And they get to the Sword Dancer and maybe run a bad race, you know, or you know, not have a good go at it. And now, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, this kind of sealed the deal on, you know, breeding as a stallion. You know, it's not going to be a $1 million stud, you know, that type of thing, you know. So now you're thinking about, well, what kind of races can I run him in, you know, from here on out as an older horse? And you don't see that much anymore in the thoroughbred business. Back in the day, all the old timers could run a horse, you know, 3, 4, 5 year old, you know, and be successful at it. And so now, the month of November is you're going to see a lot of coin flipping. You're going to see a lot of owners and trainers flipping coins and saying, "Hey, are we going to plan out a race career for this horse next year as a runner? Or are we going to try to nurture him along and bring him up, you know, for a stallion?" And when you do that, you got to be really careful about, you know, doing that resume, because you're going to be racing against older horses, you know, well-seasoned horses. And that's the tough part about this business. You know, I'm sitting here today. We came out and started, you know, doing our homework here a little bit. And so, you know, I said, "Holy smokes. We're sitting here looking at, the Keeneland sales is getting ready to come up for yearlings, you know, and so it gets you in a whole different frame of mind for what you want to do, you know, as an owner. Do you want to buy? Do you want to breed?" And now you think about this. Only 20 horses can run in the Kentucky Derby. Only 20 horses can run in the Kentucky Derby. And today, Keeneland announced that they have 4,686 yearlings for sale. 4,686 yearlings for sale in September. And that's the pool that the owners and trainers have to go out and take a look at and try to find out if there is a Derby runner. Now, remember, I didn't say winner. I said a Derby runner out of 4,686. Only 20 of those horses are going to be in the Derby. That means that there's going to be 4,660 plus horses available. So you know that's going to be the tough part right there, and that's the same thing that everybody's going through now. Is the end result of the decisions that the owners and trainers made 2 years ago is starting to dwindle away now. They're all cutting down. We're into the Derby prep season. We're going to see how many horses, you know, get points enough to get into the Kentucky Derby, which will only be 20. And there's going to be a lot of disappointed, frustrated people coming up because out of the 4,000 plus, you know, that you had there, you've only got 20 to go into the Derby, and only one can win it. You know, and that's the tough part. Did we do the training right? Did we go to the right tracks to season the horse, developing, making him a runner? There's just so many things that go into this that just blows your mind. I'm sitting here looking today, let's say, for example, up at Saratoga, they've got a lot of two-year-old races now up there, and it's a great day for racing. They got some of these horses that they spent over $1 million for that went up to Saratoga and just lit the board up, that they ran and they ran to what they paid for. But, you know, that doesn't mean that horse is going to be around for, Iroquois at Churchill. That doesn't mean he's going to be there. We don't know how he came out of the race. He's still young. He's still growing. There's just so many factors into it. You know, you got to be real, gentle with them. Because like right now, all the two-year-olds that are running now that are potentially, you know, a Derby contender have two more races. They've got the Iroquois that's coming up in September, and then they got the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And then that's all they got for the rest of their two-year-old year. And, you know, there's a lot of trainers that are out there sitting on good horses, and they're trying to figure out, you know, how do we, you know, develop him? How do we make his resume, you know, look good without hurting, you know, without doing any damage? And there's a lot of good two-year-old races out there, that you have to be careful with and see where you're going. Once November gets here, then it's, you know, it's a whole recycle thing. Now you're really on a Derby schedule after the Breeders' Cup is over with. It makes it tough. Fierceness was a good horse, and they've kind of jumped around with him, trying to go here and go there, and making a good potential stallion. But the problem is with him, he's off and on. And it's not like that he runs and gets beat real bad if he loses. You know, it's finishing second or third, you know, and there's just so much to him. He's a horse that you don't know what kind of stallion he's going to be because he's so inconsistent on his running on the track. And a lot of people get mad at me for it, you know, for saying that. And they say, you know, oh, well, he's the best horse around. I said, well, you know, you got to look at the time. You know, what did he do at the time? You know, look at the Derby. You know, when it came time for the Derby, you know, he got in the gate just like all the rest of them did. And man, it was a trip after that. And he's had a couple of races like that, you know. And now we're looking at, a horse like Journalism. That horse just can flat out, you know, he can get the job done. You know, and no matter where he's at or what he's doing, he's getting the job done. And that's, that's something that I like. I like the trainer. He's good. We're looking at the top 10 in the country right now, and they were all at this point, pretty much the last 2 years. They were trying to get them to the right place and the right time. First place this year, Sovereignty. He's got five starts, he's got four wins and one second. We got Mind Frame. It's just a crazy horse. Track record setter, You know, he's got three starts, three wins. You know, but he wasn't around, you know, at the Derby. Sierra Leone, he just seems to come up with winning. Don't know how he does it, but, you know, when you look at his races, he just, you know, he was wild. But he comes up and he wins it. You know, he's got he might be the best horse in the country right now, maybe. Journalism, same thing. You know, he's had a rough flight of it. One of the horses that, that a lot of people don't talk about is Torpedo Anna. She is unbelievable. That horse can flat out run, you know. She's run against the boys. She's a good horse. Bookham Dano is kind of a wild horse. He always shows up. Deterministic is another one that always shows up. Fierceness, you know, he's here and there. You know, you just don't know, you know, what he's going to be like. But now, see, that all comes back into management. Management. You know, you can get a horse to the racetrack. You can get a horse to the winner's circle. But can you do it consistently? Can you do it that's going to give, you know, his resume a nice, you know, something to entice a breeder to? You know, like you go back and say, okay, well, how did he do at a 7-furlong race? You know, he went. But was he running against horses that he should beat, you know, or that he could beat? You take a look at that. And then you go back and say, okay, well, what did he do at a mile? Okay, he went at a mile, which was good, but who did he beat? Where did he beat him at? What time of year was it? You know, that type of thing. And so now you come back and you start looking at a mile and an eighth, a mile and a sixteenth, a mile and a quarter. And how did he fare in those races? You know, did he have a good showing? What did he do? You know, did he set the world on fire when he ran? Did he do it with authority? Did he do it closing at the wire? You know, there's just so many things that you have to look at, you know, when you're looking at buying a horse from the breeding aspect. Because let me tell you, there's nobody out there I know, and I've been in this business a long time. I've been in this business almost 50 years on the track. And I'm telling you, when you get down to it, you got to find out what your horse can do and when he can do it and how he did it and who he did it against. You know, I'll give you a good example. I know a harness owner that does the standard breeds, and he's always saying, well, you know, my mare, she made $400,000 and, you know, did this and did that and everything. And then I asked him, I said, okay. I said, the harness horses can run, you know, pretty much like every week. He ran this horse over 100 times and made $400,000. That means he's making $4,000 a start. You know, that's hard to pay your bills and your salary and your people, you know, for that. You know, and so the thoroughbred people are a lot different. You got to know when to cut your losses. You got to know when to send that horse on down the road. Because like I said, right now is the most crucial time of the year for thoroughbred owners and trainers, the two-year-old year. You lay the foundation for the rest of his career. And you got to know when to cut your losses and when to, you know, get rid of a horse that's not going to take you to the Breeders' Cup and to all the big races. And I mean, that's harsh to say, but you know, you're in it to make money, and you got to lay that foundation. You got to play it out. I know a lot of horses that weren't good as 2 year olds or early 3 year olds, but they come back and they just, you know, set the world on fire, made 4 or 5, you know, good starts in big races that established him as, you know, a good stallion potential. You know, as a two-year-old, he was great, but when he got older, nothing. You know, and that's what I'm saying today, is you got to know your horses, you got to know what you're doing, and now that I've got you all really messed up, The only thing I can say is, you know, take a chance. If you want to have some fun, go out to myracehorse.com, myracehorse.com, and see what all they have in there, because they're doing it right. Okay, guys, I've wasted your time for 30 minutes this week. Tune in next week for at the same time, 10:30. And remember, go to MSMEquine.com to watch live racing on Saturday and Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So next week at 10:30, we'll be back.